That's Byron Ritz, star humorist for the evening and for the life of the town from here on forward. Okay, welcome to Sound Falls, where you never know what may go down. Everybody, when I point to you, make a noise. And now let's make it percussive. Go. Right. When I point to you, you do that. Welcome to Sound Falls. One more time. Welcome to Sound Falls. Woo. Okay. So, my name is Maren Van Nostrand. And it's a long name. I know you can just call me Maren. And I accept other names too.
And I'm Byron Ricks.
And this is Byron Ricks. And we are a husband and wife team. We have a wonderful show for you this evening. You may not have noticed, but already we've had some major performances going on, because as we walked in this evening, there was a beautiful spread of food being displayed before our very eyes. Gourmet items carried up, warm drinks, cool drinks, and all that. And I would like everybody to give a round of applause to Tristan Lockard, our gourmet provisioner. Yes, Tristan Lockard. What's going on these days in the fall? We've got something starting up everywhere.
Well, I noticed a number of things. There's a lot more big books and big backpacks going down Main Street here in Carnation on the way to school. Right? And school buses are out. It's fall school season, back to school. How many of you out there are actually going back to school this fall, young or old? All right, couple hands. I kind of wish sometimes I was going back to school. It's kind of a fun time back then. Well, we're going to try to take you back a little bit, just a little bit, here and there throughout the show. I won't call this our back to school show or something like that, but it kind of could be, think of it that way. All right? So what should we do? Here's a...
This is what we do at intermission.
This was, I think you played this on the piano, didn't you?
Yeah,
when I was... When you were in grade school?
Yeah. I was a piano player in grade school, and the kids all had the cleanup. Do y'all remember the cleanup song? And I was asked to sit at the piano and play cleanup, cleanup, yeah, cleanup. So here we go. This is a sing-along. You got to join in
if you want. We're going to do this a couple times, because it always takes a while to clean up. In fact, at the end of the show, we should sing it again. Okay, let's go through it. This is the cleanup song. One, two. We never counted it off that way. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. We're going to do it. We're doing it in 5/4.
Clean up, clean up. Everybody do your share. Clean up. Remember this? Clean up. Come on, you guys. Everybody, everywhere.
This is the problem that I always had. Like, I cleaned up, no one else did. That was a problem for me. I was there, like, I'm sure. Like, who have you cleaned up? I cleaned up all the crayons. I didn't clean up the crayons. You didn't clean up anyway. You noticed it. You cleaned up. Then I got to do more work instead of a good job. Okay, so let's all sing the cleanup song.
Who talked me into this?
One more time.
Clean up. Everybody do your share. Clean up, clean up. Everybody everywhere. Yeah! So there you go.
We're just thrilled that brought so many of you back.
This is Hollywood. So there's one more we're going to torture you with. And I will not tell you the title of this one. You just have to join in. You all know this one. In the key of F. And the thing about this one is you have to get quieter and quieter, and then at one point, you just... But at the very end, you scream out the part that you know. You scream out. Okay, so here we go. Two, ready, go. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, that's my name too. I told you, whenever I go out here, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, ba la 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 la. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, that's my name too. Whenever I go out here, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, ba la la la.
Well, yes, we're all back at school again. Well, thank you for diving into that one again. I was sitting that on the bus to the YMCA camp about the time, let's see, what was going on in the world in those days? Probably President Nixon was in trouble. So some of you may wonder, I wonder who the junior KV, that's guinea pigs, junior KV state champion is this year at the Puyallup Fair. I wonder, like, how many of you wondered that, right? You're all wondering, like, who can this be this year? It's such an eventful thing. We don't know. Who is it? Who can it be? Well, we have the champ Woods here tonight. This is a big deal. We have the state champion. Guinea pig fit and show. That's where you answer questions and show your guinea pig. Like, you're kind of like a veterinarian would examine the animal, but you do it for a judge. That person is with us tonight. The ribbon's over there. We can pull that out. It is Julia. Where's Julia? Come on up, Julia. So I'm going to ask you some questions spontaneously.
You can ask me questions.
So Julia had studied a lot over the past few weeks, and she really put in a lot of time. Like, how many of you have been in 4-H? A lot of hands going up today, right? That's a school days thing. Kind of fun. What animals did any of you do? Guinea pigs here.
Rabbits.
Rabbits. Any horses?
Dogs.
Yeah. Dogs.
What'd you?
What?
Dogs.
Yeah.
Pigs.
Yeah.
Pigs and rabbits.
Yep. Pigs and reds. Pigs?
Reds.
And reds, yep.
No, cakes and breads.
Cakes and breads.
Yeah.
See, that's a good part of 4-H,
right?
Showing
cakes and breads would be funny if that was what they did.
Yeah. So I have a question for Jim. She doesn't know which one I'm going to ask her. But they all impress me when she answers these things. So I will ask you, what are the base tip color combinations for KVs? Base tip eye color combinations. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, what are the base tip eye color combinations for KVs?
The base tip eye color combinations for KVs are beige cream pink, beige orange pink, beige white pink, black cream dark, chocolate cream dark with or without ruby cast, chocolate red dark with or without ruby cast, chocolate white, dark with or without ruby cast, lilac cream pink, lilac orange pink, and lilac white pink.
We have a whole colony in our house, you see, and we have to resolve our cognitive dissonance somehow. Like, why are they there? They're there because... Julia, nice work. We're so proud of you, and thank you. It's great. Julia really was a champion up there along with her Eastside Rabbits and Katie's group. There's a whole bunch of them. I almost said that wrong, too. So, wanted to bring Julia up here just because it's a neat thing for the Valley, right? There's a lot of 4-H'ers out here and in the schools, and they're going to do some more judging tomorrow down at the fair. So it's a fun time, and you might see some more ribbons flying around in the car windows or wherever the kids are screaming in these days. All right, thank you, Julia.
You know, we were really excited when IGA moved to town because IGA is in our family history on Byron's side. And grandfather owned and operated an IGA in Illinois. Okay, here we go.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
Don't throw away those white cotton gloves, ma'am, just because they're a little discolored. Dye them, suggests your IGA store owner, with your leftover breakfast coffee. Wash the gloves thoroughly, and while they're still damp, plunk them in a pan of boiling coffee. The gloves gradually become a beautiful tan color. IGA suggests that you keep stirring the gloves to avoid streaking.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
An IGA shopper who heard our tip about getting greasy residue off cast iron pots and pans by cleaning them with a blowtorch has written us with another helpful hint along this line. A blowtorch, if you have one around the home, is awful helpful in cleaning your hard disk drive. But don't stop there. That blowtorch can clean food off plates, paper off a desk, even shave. There's not a place in your home it won't improve. You don't have a blowtorch handy. There's one at the fix-it shop or welding shop in the neighborhood that can do the job for you, according to IGA.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
Becky and Martin, come on up.
Yeah. We're going to rearrange the show a little bit and have Martin and Becky come up. But what better time, while they're making their way to the stage, for me to tell you about my shirt. It is a Hawaiian shirt, and I'm wearing it for at least two reasons, maybe more, but at least two. One is that it is still summer, isn't it?
Yes!
Okay, officially, right? I'm going to the official this year. So it's officially still summer. That is reason number one. Reason number two is this is a real Hawaiian shirt from Hawaii, and my grandfather brought it back when he was there in Pearl Harbor in World War II. And it's kind of neat, and I haven't worn this before. And I recently unpacked some things from my father, which I'll tell you about also a little bit later in the show, and these two shirts, similar shirts, were in there. So this is one of those old Hawaiian shirts that's kind of cool. It's not too racy, but it's... But it's a pretty neat one, and it's fun that it fits for what that's worth. So it's in the lineage. So why don't you introduce these guys? And
Becky, Martin, and Cheney are very special people to this valley. They really support local live arts, cultural events, live performance, music, graphic arts. And so they represent the Cheney Foundation, and because of them, we are able to support our artists at Sound Falls for the five shows this year. We've got total support from them, and so I would like to give a big round of applause for these people.
Thank you.
song here. It's actually an English song by a contemporary folk singer-songwriter, but somehow it was a song that just felt like it had the feel of Carnation to me, and so we thought this would be fun to do here. So if people know it, you're welcome to just join in, or it goes on for a while. So after the first 2 or 3 or 7 or 8 or 9 times through the chorus, if you think you picked it up, you're welcome to just jump in, and it actually will sort of cover over some of the right. Okay. Around, you can just sort of jump in. Warm milk in the morning, straight from the cow. Warm, friendly folk, but to no one they bow. It's hard work all summer, back-breaking the gnars. But life's rich rewards were in this old farmhouse. Come along by, boys, come along by. The summer is waiting, the stars in the sky. There'll be plenty more failing when morning is nigh. So come along by, boys, come along by. It's what's for tea, Alice? There's pheasants in field. And if I have me way, oh, their fate is well sealed. So grandfather shotgun, stand, no time to waste. Lad, all in a day, looking life in the face. So come along by, boys, come along by. The supper is waiting, the stars in the sky. There'll be plenty more failing when morning is nigh. So come along by, boys, come along by. Now out for the eggs, lads, you know where to look. There's one nest by gates and another by brook. There'll be some in the barn eye and one in the wall. And make sure that you're back before supper is calm. So come along by, boys, come along by. The supper is waiting, the stars in the sky. There'll be plenty more failing when morning is nigh. So come along by, boys, come along by. That great harvest time is never forgot. When the singer first sang for his supper and pot, on Alice's table, a great harvest meal, and the sight of the lads coming in from the field. So come along by, boys, come along by. The supper is waiting, the stars in the sky. There'll be plenty more failing when morning is nigh. So come along by, boys, come along by. Fred Watson and and Alice, they never did die, for their spirit lives on down Bitterhouse side. But time's moving on, lads, and money's the lure to work in Middlesbrough beyond the high moor. So come along, my boys, come along by. The supper is waiting, the stars in the sky. There'll be plenty more bailing when morning is nigh. So come along by, boys, come along by. There's steelwork and smoke and progress, they say. There's a place for big ships and the modern railway. But there's no place for us who know the old way. Our families might leave us, but right here we will stay. So come along by, boys, come along by. The supper is waiting, the stars in the sky. There'll be plenty more bailing when morning is nigh. So come along by, boys, come along by. So come along by, boys, come along by. The supper is waiting, the stars in the sky. There'll be plenty more paling when morning is nigh. So come along by, boys, come along by.
Martin and Becky, thank you. That was wonderful. You know, that was, we had, just like many Sound Falls things, you know, Martin and Becky came over, what was this, last Saturday, Saturday or two, and we just played music. Mostly they played music this time, but we often play music and just listen and, what do you think? That's really how Sound Falls works a lot of times, is people playing at home. I know Mary's done a lot of this as well, and we just, it comes out of our house, in our homes, and what we experience, obviously, but we don't often think of it that way. So it's neat to hear that. And by golly, I like that last song, and to me, it's worth every chorus, right? It's very worth every chorus. I love that. So, Martin, you want to... Okay. You heard some of the chants? You heard some of the rave. Now it's time. Mary Ward. is our young artist tonight, and... I'll let you explain what you're going to sing for us and let you go. These are all the mics you need too, right?
What?
You just need those two mics? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're on.
All right. So I'm going to be doing The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost in no direction. My faith is shaking, but I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing on, 'cause always be another mountain. Always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. Always gonna be another mountain. Always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. Keep on moving.
Had a really busy day. She was at a game, Cedar Crest football. Yeah, she's not on the football team. They wouldn't let her be on the football team. But an excellent cheerleader. And now we got to tune in for some local advertisement here.
That's right, Todd. Christmas time is near. As summer dwindles, as I put this shirt away for the last time. Days are getting shorter. Frost is coming down from the high mountains. And why not think about sawing down your own tree here at Carnation Tree Farms? Why not stop by Rogers Place, as it's known locally, here in this historic barn and National Historic Landmark called Carnation Tree Farm, to get your holiday tree. If you don't happen to celebrate Christmas, why not just stop by and get a live tree? Or just hand out saws. What other socially acceptable time do you have to do that? Not many. So you can saw, you can hand out saws, and you can take them home. Because Christmas time is near. And now, Marin.
I'm here to introduce Rose Laughlin and Bear Hump. Seattle, and this is Bear Hubbard, and he's from there as well. We're delighted to be here tonight in this wonderful barn, aren't we?
This is the most amazing place. This is one of
the really is. I wish we had a barn in West Seattle. We could do this there. We're going to start off with a Kate Wolf song called Across the Great Divide, and I've been singing this song for about 10 years, and the meaning has evolved over time for me. It's about being on a journey. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
did a count and she. Where the years went, I can't say. Just turn around, they've gone away. And I ran swiftly through the lands of dusty books and of faded papers. They tell a story I used to know. One that happened so long ago, and it's gone away. Yesterday, now I find myself on the mountainside, where the river's changed direction across the rain. I heard thee calling softly as a night was falling, and with a question came my reply. But he's gone across.
That's leaving us, and everybody sing along if you know the words to.
You know, right up there's the Hallelujah chorus. You guys, I like that. You sing along, you can sing in harmony.
Woo!
In 3 steps there.
Now. All right, okay, here we go. Summertime.
Thank you.
don't you cry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A lot of the songs you're hearing tonight are songs from my third album called House of Memory. That's for sale in the back. Rhoda so graciously agreed to sell them for me. One thing I love about these community events, which are not very common, so kudos to Maren and her husband for putting this wonderful show on. One of the things that really gets me really jazzed is seeing the older people and the younger people and the babies and everybody in the middle all together. It really does. It's so important. And we might need to think about doing something like this in West Seattle.
I just like the fact that older people are still playing music.
You would never know, but this guy's over 59.
BB King.
That's right. That's right. So this next song we're going to do, it's a Woody Guthrie song. Yep. Woody Guthrie was inspired by the movie The Grapes of Wrath, which was based on the book by Steinbeck. He wrote this song, Pastures of Plenty, in the late 1930s. It's about the struggle and the plight of the folks that left Oklahoma and other southern states escaping the Dust Bowl. They wanted to move to California to find a better life, and they came upon a lot of hardship. How many people have read that book, The Grapes of Wrath? Yeah, okay. This song is timeless because one of the themes running through it is about corporate greed, and so I think that's a timeless theme. Right? Okay.
Mighty hard goal that my plans uphold. My poor feet had traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of the Dust Bowl, westward we rode. Deserts were hot, the mountains were cold. I worked in your light of your moon. On each of the city you'll see us, and then we come with the dust. Go with the wind. California, Arizona, I harvest your crops. Well, it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Beasts from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table, light a sparkling wine. From the Grand Coulee down, where the waters run down, every state in the Union as migrants have been, and we're working this fight. We'll fight till we win. It's always we ramble that a river and I are along. Green Valley, I'll work till I die.
you. Yes, it is. That's right. Thank you, Bear. Bear, I'm modest, okay? If they want to buy it, they can buy it. Thank you.
So if you people like what you're hearing, Rose has CDs in the back.
Thank you. I do. This next song, I don't consider myself a songwriter. I'm an interpreter of other people's songs, and that's what I do. Celtic American roots, you know, modern folk, you name it. But I was inspired to write a song. It came to me. I was singing at an adult family home in West Seattle and got to witness over the months a woman named Genevieve who had severe dementia. She no longer spoke, really no longer communicated, at least with words. Her husband, Gil, would come every day and sit with her. And he passed away, and Genevieve still sat at the table, and I wondered if she knew that he was gone. This song is a love story, and it's for them. I'm gonna couple it with a poem that I found cut out, this yellowed piece of paper I found in an old humorist book, and it was written by Marie Barton of Paris, Texas. And I think she was probably just a gal that wrote a poem and submitted it to the newspaper and it got published and someone cut it out and put it in a book. This book that I found it in was from the 1880s. So I tried to find any trace of Marie Barton in Paris, Texas, but I couldn't find her. So I think she's an unknown poet, but I'm delighted to have brought this beautiful piece of poetry to offer up to some audiences. It's called Reclamation. So we'll start with Reclamation and then go into my song, House of Memory. Beauty reclaims the desert of my heart with springs that quicken into streams of joy, where thoughts like homing swallows dart through watered reaches bright with dreams. She sits in a chair with a pretty new hairdo, unable to speak a name. I wonder the reason for this cruel season. I fear I could end up the same. But her love visits every day, though she cannot remember his name, he still sees the younger of 21 dancing the night away, dancing the night away. House of memory, she's running with the wind, breathless kisses and dancing to bring it down in. Genevieve's love stopped coming round. They say he went home to the stars. She still sits in a chair with a pretty new hairdo and a faraway stare.
breathless kisses and dancing to bring the dawn in. And dancing to bring the dawn in.
Again, Maren, thank you very much for having us tonight, and Byron, and keep up the wonderful work. This is really important work, so thank you. So also I was so touched by that young lady who sang before us. Oh my God, I've never seen such a poised young lady in my life. keep it up wherever you are, Mary, because it was wonderful. Good job. This next song is a folk song, and there really are as many versions of this song as there are singers. So Bear and I, Bear Hubbard, everybody, would like to rock out a bit to this song. Ready, Bear? Not too fast now, not too fast.
I like to play as fast as I get done.
As red as a blooming rose, eyes of the deepest brown. You're the darling of my heart, stay till the sun comes down. Shady grove, my love, shady grove, my dear, shady grove, my little love, I'm gonna leave you to see my shady grove standing at the door, shoes and stockings in her hands, little baby down the floor. Wish I had a big fine horse, gonna feed him out. Pretty little girl, stay at home, feed him when I'm gone. Yeah.
Come on, ladies. Woo! That's right.
Oh, my little love, sweeter than brandy wine. Better than this whole world, prettier than mine. Shady grove, my little love, shady grove, my dear. Shady grove, my little love, I'm gonna leave you here.
You know, I have to tell you, oh, okay, one more round of applause. Woo! Rose. I think I was like doing checking email in a cafe, you know, being really happy for Wi-Fi, get out of the house, and you know, feeling really important, you know, checking the website. And Rose sent me her email, I think, and she just said, "Hey, can I, you know, come do something at your show?" And I checked her website out, you know, this checking each other's website out thing going on now, you know, just changed our lives. And I was just like, "Holy cow, are you kidding?" And I emailed her back right away. Yeah, you've got a spot. So, yeah, and then she said the magic words, "I support your mission." So, and that just made me feel really good because our mission truly is to bring good stuff to this valley. And in this grand space, it's just so fantastic for me to be doing it. So, while I'm saying thank yous, I want to let you know that there's a man behind the video machine named Jim Hermanson, and he's been doing a lot of work around here, and we are very grateful for his help. You might notice that the floors are super shiny, and he did a lot of the sanding, if not all of it. Okay, so that was heavy labor. He shows up to move chairs. These fancy pink chairs came all the way from Kirkland in his truck, and he helped move them. And actually, Patty Nelson is here, and she's the one who sent me the link. Patty, saying, "Hey, you know, there's these really cool chairs on Craigslist. Check them out." And I'm thinking, "Wow, this is so cool." They used to be in like a Mexican restaurant. Before that, they were in a hospital or something. I'm sorry, but you know, we could afford them, so that was great. And they're soft, right? They just have that '80s color. But oh well. And then I'd also like to thank Rhoda Bezdicek. Did I do it? Rhoda is by the door, and she's the first smile you see when you come in, and she's making sure you're all helping us out. And I'd like to thank all of you for your support, by the way. The Cheney Foundation has given us a grant, but without all of you guys coming every time and pitching in a little, we wouldn't be here. So it's really important that you come to these shows. And I'd also, well, there's a lot of people to thank. We've got the sound bites. Now, you'll see them coming up. We can't seem to keep them back because ideas are just gushing out of them all the time, and you'll see what crazy idea we have tonight. But the sound bites band is basically Todd Powell, Stacy Powell, and Byron and myself, and then we've got the Chips Off the Street, and they are our offspring. And they've got a little surprise for you tonight, and we'll tell you all about that. Okay, so, Byron is also something like a gushing of ideas, and he's going to put you through some things tonight. I don't know if he's going to be under his tarp for 15 minutes like he was at the last show. I'm sorry, you're going to really have to wait for another time. Yeah, he did all kinds of things under the tarp. I don't think he, you know, changed a tire under the tarp, but or whatever, maybe he did. I don't know. So Todd Powell is on the keyboard. Let's give Todd a big round of applause. Yeah. Okay. So come on up, Byron.
If you're like me and have problems making up your mind, whether to get coffee or tea, decaf or calf, sugar or sugar substitute, to be or not to be, freezing fire, feather of lead, whatever your decision might be, when it comes to hair, it gets pretty personal. Should I have it short? Should I have it long? Should I have it short in the side, long in the front? Why not? Come down to Valley Mullet Works and go short in the front and all party in the back. That's right, Valley Mullet Works. We'll do a number on you. Any number you want, in fact. But they do have specialties in the mullet. So Valley Mullet Works, you can call for an appointment or just mullet over for a while. I'm still mulling it over. Yeah, that's good. Well, why not think about books? It can be e-books. You can think about printed books. But since we're going back to school tonight, Let's think about that reading list that is down at the Carnation Library. Oh my, isn't it a lot of good things to look at? And I've got a little list here of things that are down there. They're very popular reading materials. Some of you probably have them at home, probably have them checked out, won't renew them, won't turn them in again. I mean, these are hard to keep in stock down there at the library, but please do. King County Library System needs these back. So I'll just go down the list and you can enjoy and go down there. They're open a lot of time here in town. A great Cortex to have back in town. They've got a new building. So the first one I like is just Don't Be Negative. By the acclaimed series author of Don't Be Depressed, Just Don't, That's Why. We have Frank's Total Gain Diet by the author of Ginny's Polar Diet, Melting Fat Away by Working Outdoors During the Heart of an Arctic Winter. It's a good one. I did that program a couple of years back in the South Pole. Here's one. I think this is for our times. Just Try to Relax. It's a good one. This covers a lot here. Finding the perfect body, the perfect job, the perfect relationship, and the perfect weekend getaway in you. It's all right there. Eat well, eat food is another thing that's out there. And these two helpers, Lentil Stew, the Administrative Assistant's Bowl. Yeah. And the Clerical Typist's Cookery is also another very popular one that's down there. If you need just numbers to count by and measure your success by, we have another one in the long-running series called Another 10 Steps. That's by the inventive author of 10 More Essential Steps and the all-time international best number one seller, 10 Essential Steps, and taking that first step and stepping out, including baby steps and, of course, the memoir, I Was Born Feet First. Thank you for the laugh. I like it. On the career side, it's always a tough job market out there. How to Wear Sneakers When You Get the Boot. And since the winter is coming with the wind, why not take a read of The Assertive Arborist? Personal Finance, Getting Rich by Making Money. It's one that hasn't been told often before, but this really lays it out. Again, by the author, you probably know this book, How to Write a Best-Selling Book That Will Make You Financially Independent in the New Millennium. Kind of reciprocity there. On the parenting front, we have Mom's Search for Weaning. Think about this. Maybe I need to let you think about them longer. Let's see. Mom's Search for Weaning. And of course, on the humor category, we had the Inside the Lactose-Free Intolerant by the memorable author of Please Pass the Yellow Dye Number 5 and Thanks for the Aspartame. This is a great one if you're navigating through life. Sextants for Dummies. Navigational. Eight ideas to get you through life kicking and screaming. Around My Girth in 80 Days, a personal geography. There at the library. Talk about saving time, Baron, getting through a piece faster. How to Take Your Baby to Full Term in Just 3 Months. By the visionary author of Free Range Pregnancy. And of course, the blockbuster that always makes this list is the self-help book, You Can Refuse to Change Your Life. So that's our book list for the fall reading season, where that applause sign would come up now. So all of that sponsored by Valley Mullet Works. Again, make an appointment today or mullet over.
Thank you, Byron Ricks. It's time for intermission, and this is a chance for you to get to know folks in the room, say hello to people you know, maybe introduce yourself to someone you may not know. There is, okay, this is 10 minutes. And there is a table back there full of good food. Please help yourself, and any donations are extremely welcome. And there's a table back by the entrance full of CDs of Rose Loughlin's for sale. And I guess that's all. What? And you will know when we're beginning the second half. Do stick around, because we have Simone LaDrumma coming up, and not only that, but she will be accompanied by Lee Grumman, our own mayor, on one of her tunes. And it's without Lee, we would not know Simone. And there's a lot of other things about Lee. Without Lee, we wouldn't have sound files, because we got the idea sitting in her shop. I mean, there's a lot going on here tonight. It's very exciting. And there's more soap opera coming later, too. And okay, so there you go. Here we go. One, two, three, lights on. Bing! Music is coming.